Okay, so let's continue up to the Mishnah Brura, the Mechaber in Simin Tuf Peites Se'if Hey. You have a Tuf Peites Se'if Hey. Okay. So let's go. Im eno yodea ha-cheshbon, u-posach ha-daita d'risayim, kemo she-yishma me-chaveru, b'shasak ha-shashom me-chaveru, b'siyim, kemo hu yatsa. Right, what this means is as follows. If someone doesn't know which day it is, so the person stands next to his friend and he begins making the bracha without knowledge as to what day it is, and then he hears from his friend which day it is, so in that situation you yotzei the bracha. Now there is a sugya in brachos daf yodalet about Pesach, Bechamra, Vesim, Beshichra. Right? Let's say a person begins reciting the bracha thinking that it's wine and it ends up being beer, so there is a sugya that discusses that case. Apparently what the Mechaber over here is telling me is that even though you began the bracha without knowledge as to which day it is, nonetheless, you're still Yotze. You get the impression from the way the Mishnah Berurah phrases it in Se'if Katan Chavtes, you're Yotze because Lamaisa you had in mind to do the mitzvah of Sfira, and Lamaisa you're doing the mitzvah of Sfira. The fact that I didn't know Mitchila, is it day 4 or day 5 or whatever, doesn't mean that I am not Yotze. Right? As a matter of halacha, I'm Yotze even though I might. Even though I didn't recite the bracha, didn't recite the bracha. So that's the basic halacha. So the halacha is that if I make the bracha not knowing which day it is, and I hear somebody else, so even though the ideal is, the lechatchila is that you should know which day it is when you recite the bracha, but lemais, at least b'diyevet, you're going to be yotzei. Now let's say you're not sure which day it is, and there's nobody to ask. You see, let's say luyitzur, theoretically speaking, you're in a place where there's no minyan, no? Theoretically speaking, you're on planet Earth. And there's no minyanim on planet Earth at this point, or whatever it is. So, you have no opportunity to hear from anyone else what you do. So, am I allowed to count Svira mikoach suffik? So this, of course, is the discussion. I believe we've mentioned this a few times. The tshuva of the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram, at first, has this idea that the mitzvah of Sfira requires absolute knowledge of what it is, and therefore you can't do Sfira mikoach safek. But later on, the Dvar Avram changed his mind, and he said, no, you can do Sfira mikoach safek, because ultimately, although the Svara, he says, is very good, but there's a Bahamur that's against the Svara. I'm sure we spoke about this in previous Shiurim. It happens that this Svara, though, that the Dvar Avram entertains, which he subsequently rejects, this svara is found in some of the classical achrenim. In the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, they point out that both the Avni Nezer and Reb Shimon Shkaf, they both have this idea, la halacha, that you cannot count svira mikayach safek. What that would mean is as follows. If a person doesn't know which day of svira it is, so according to the Dvar Avram, what you should do is you should count svira mikayach safek. You get the impression that the Dvar Avram is saying that you should count without a bracha. You shouldn't count with a bracha in that case. But according to the Avni Nezer and Reb Shimon Shkaf, there is nothing gained by counting Svira Mikayach Safek because of the Svara that we mentioned earlier, that Svira by definition requires absolute knowledge. Okay, Zozain. Now, Se'if Vav is a related din. In Se'if Vav, it says, not that you're not sure which day it is when you make the bracha, but let's say you make the bracha, and you made a mistake what day it is, no? Right, let's read it together. In Pesach, Vama Bracha Dashem Okein Mecha Oilam Adat, Dzulayim Hayom Arba, Shusam Hashem Arba, V'nizkar V'siyim B'chamisha, V'him Chamisha, O Ipcha, Shehem Arba, U'Pesach Adat, Dzulayim Arba, V'tov V'siyim B'chamisha, Einu Chozer U'mavarech. Right? The din basically is that if a person recites the bracha on Sfira, thinking that today is 4, And then, in the middle of the bracha, he realizes, hey, Schwartz, you're an idiot. It's not day four, it's day five. So then by the time you finish the bracha, you realize it's day five. And then you say that it's Yom Chamisha Yomim La'omer. So since it is five, and you said five, so you are Yotze. Because Halacha L'maisa, the fact is, the Metzius is that you counted properly. You said five, and it is five. Now, that case in Shulchan Aruch makes sense. However, the other case in Shulchan Aruch, where the Mechaber writes, O Ipcha means that I think it's five. It really is five. I make the bracha in order to say five, but then I end up saying four, so you Yotze. And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this is called a head-scratcher. No, Ben? This makes mamish no sense. Right? Because how could I be Yotze? Push comes to shove. I say Hayom Arba Yomim La'omer. And it's really Yom Chamisha Yomim La'omer. How could I be Yotze in that situation? So, the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Katin, the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Katin Lamed Beis, quotes that the Acharenim all ask this kasha, v'hiskim, when they all conclude that you have to make the bracha, you have to count Sfira again and make the bracha again, because push comes to shove, you said four, and it really is day five. That's the pashtus. Again, so it's Chazar. The Mechaber writes that if I make the bracha thinking it's four, and I end up saying five, so if it's really five, I'm Yotze. And Hu Hadin, the Mechaber says, if I make the bracha thinking it's five, and I say four, even though it's not day four of Sfira, right? Even though it's not day four of Sfira, the Mechaber says, I'm Yotze. And the Mishnah Berurah comments that this is really exceedingly difficult. No one really has a good hesber of this din. Comes with the Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha writes that, you know what, you misunderstood the Mechaber. When the Mechaber says siyem, the Mechaber doesn't mean that you count arba yomim and it really is chamisha yomim. No, right? You count chamisha yomim, but siyem means that siyem the bracha. Right? Meaning, I start the bracha thinking that it's four. I finish the bracha thinking that it's four. But then I count five, and it really is five. In that situation, I'm Yotze. Says the Taz, it's not shaykh that if you count five and it's really four, it's not shaykh that you're Yotze. Such an opinion makes no sense. The only time when I can be Yotze is if I say the right day. However, the Chiddush is that when I say the bracha, I had in mind the wrong day at some point of the bracha. Either I had in mind the wrong day at the beginning of the bracha, or I had in mind the wrong day at the end of the bracha. In both of those cases, I'm Yotze. But that implies that if I had in mind the wrong day, both at the beginning of the bracha and at the end of the bracha, then I'm not Yotze. That's what the Taz understands la halacha. So again, that's just chazer. According to the Mechaber, if I say the wrong day, I'm Yotze. All the Achrenim say, no, that can't be. If you say the wrong day, how can you be Yotze? So Taz answers, you know what? The Mechaber never meant that if I say the wrong day, I'm Yotze. All the Mechaber meant is I conclude the bracha thinking the wrong day, then I'm Yotze. But the Mishnah Berurah, when he... Again, Ben? So, I'm not sure. In other words, the Taz is reading the Mechaber, and when the Mechaber writes, v'nizkar v'siyem b'chamisha, it doesn't mean siyem that I say the words, hayom chamisha yomim. It means I finish the bracha. Siyem means siyem habracha. It doesn't mean siyem hasfira. Yeah, so that's really interesting, no? According to the Taz, if I have the wrong beginning and the wrong end, or I have in mind the wrong beginning and the wrong end, then I'm not Yotze. So you're asking a kasha on the Taz, well, how could you possibly say that you're not Yotze, right? So maybe you're not Yotze the bracha, but you said Hayom Chamisha Yomim. How could that be possibly that you're not Yotze? I don't know the answer to that kasha. All I could say is that maybe that's why no one agrees with the Taz. Now, there's a Taz's read of the Mechaber will yield the following conclusion. That if I make the bracha thinking the wrong day, both at the beginning of the bracha and at the end of the bracha, then I do not get bracha points. That is, as we say, my favorite line from my favorite movie, inconceivable. That's not shaykh. That can't be. Right? And I think that's what part of why the beer halacha says, hey dude, Taz, you're a nice guy and all that, you probably had a beard, but this is just not accurate, la halacha. Okay? So that is Simin Tuf Peites Se'if Vav. Let's move on to Tuf Peites Se'if Zayin. To understand Simin Tuf Peites Se'if Zayin, we have to focus on the Taisvis in Megillah on Daf, I believe it's Daf Ches, and it's also a Taisvis in Menachos. Right? This is a well-known Shtikol Taira. Is all of Sfira one mitzvah? Or is every day of Sfira a separate mitzvah? No? Do I have 49 mitzvos throughout Sfira Sa'omer? Every night when I count Sfira, I get another mitzvah. Or do I say that? No. That all of Sfira is a single mitzvah. The halacha is sometimes you have to do that single mitzvah divided up over parts. No? You gave the example the other day about bedikas chametz and bir chametz. Right? The real mitzvah is destroying the chametz. The bedika is a stage in that process. Sometimes you have a mitzvah that involves different stages in the process. So what's the pshat in Sfiras HaOmer? Is Sfiras HaOmer one mitzvah? Or is Sfiras HaOmer 49 different mitzvahs? And of course, this is a big discussion in the Taisvis. It probably relates to the idea of Tamimos, no? Is Tamimos a din in every single day of Sfira? Or is Tamimos a din in the entirety of Sfira? The practice is that you don't daven Ma'ariv early on the Yontav HaShavuos because you want Tamimos, no? According to the approach, and this is something that then, but Tamimos means that I need that the entire time of Sfira is a complete time. So it says in the Taz, in Shulchan Aruch, the Taz writes, and I think most shuls do this, that they, even though you could be Mekabel Yontiv early, most often, but Shavuos, you should not be Mekabel early, because if I dive in Ma'ariv and I say it's Shavuos, and really it's not yet dark, so what I have done is I've truncated, I've cut my Zman of Sfira short. And the halacha is I need Tamimos. It has to be 49 complete days. So I can't be Mekabel Yontiv early on Shavuos, because by doing so, I would be truncating my mitzvah of Sfira. I'd be truncating the Tamimos of Sfira. No? Okay. I mean, so again, if your family has such a practice, so then this Tat... Now, so again, there are people who just like working late on a Friday and working, you know, like you have an opportunity to put in a full day at work. So people don't like making early Shabbos. But most people in the world, I'd say, make some early Shabbos during the summer. Most people do that. Am I allowed to make early Yontiv during the summer? Can I make a Shavuos early? So the Taz says, no, you can't. Because if you make early Shavuos, you're cutting your Sfira short. And there's a din of Tamimos. The Netziv writes in the Tshuva and the Meshev Davar that according to this idea, so then one should never make early Shabbos during Sfira at all. Because the Netziv says, one second, don't we have to concern ourselves that all of Sfira Or I should say that every single day of Sfira is a separate mitzvah. If every day of Sfira is a separate mitzvah, and I have 49 distinct mitzvos, so the din of Tamimos is going on every day. And the din of Tamimos is going on every single day of Sfira. So then, you can't be Mekabel Shabbos early. Not only can you not be Mekabel Shabbos early, you can't daven Ma'ariv early. You can never do anything before dark. Because if I do stuff before dark, I am cutting the day short. Again, there's a whole other Lomdisha discussion over here as to whether I'm Mekabel Yontif early or that's really truncating the day. It's not truncating the day. That's really that discussion in the Taz and Maharshal. There are three separate places where they have that conversation. But for our purposes, right, if we assume that you're truncating the day, you're cutting the day short, and you can't do that on Shavuos because you need to mimos on the entirety of the time, so then what should emerge is, as the Netziv says, every single day of Sfira is a separate mitzvah, and you can't make any early Shabbos during Sfira. I remember the first time I heard this is when I was in the Kollel, and Sali, Mayor Soloveitchik, told me about this idea. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And the way he said it also, right, I'm like, what are you talking about? And then, yeah, it's really, it's a tshuva in the Netziv. Meshav Davar really says it. I just had never heard it. Okay. Another aspect of this question, whether every day of Sfira is a separate mitzvah, or whether there is one mitzvah to have 49 days counted. Another aspect of this question relates to a common shaila. The shaila happened to me, although I don't really remember what I did. The shaila of, can a bar mitzvah boy, who's bar mitzvah in middle sfira, can he count? No? Think about it. If my bar mitzvah is in middle sfira, so anything that I did when I was a katan didn't count halachically. So if my bar mitzvah is day 11 of sfira, so then I missed the first 10 days of sfira. So maybe I'm not allowed to count. But if you hold that every day of Sfira is a separate mitzvah, so then I missed 10 days of Sfira. Naniach Shekein. But I'm still getting 39 mitzvos, and I could count. And maybe there's a difference between someone who misses a day in Sfira, and that person cannot count. Right? If you skip a day, we are choshesh, that maybe all of Sfira is one mitzvah, so then we don't allow you to count with a bracha. And maybe the bar mitzvah boy case, or Rachman Litzlan, is a related case of an onein, someone who loses a parent or a relative during Sfira. So an onein is not allowed to do a mitzvah. So can you continue to count Sfira? So again, this all relates to the question, do I assume that Sfira is one day, is one mitzvah? Right? It's a 49-part mitzvah. Or do I say that Sfira is 49 distinct and separate mitzvos. That's the discussion. Now, years ago, I saw in the Sefer of Rabbi Shlomo Warman. Rabbi Warman was an extraordinary Jew. He was the Rosh Hashiva of Henk in West Hempstead. And Rabbi Warman was like a major Talmud Chacham. I don't know of any other high school Rebbe in the modern Orthodox world, who wrote like 7-8 different Sfarim, no? He had a massive Talmud Chacham. So Rabbi Warman explains that this machlekes, whether Sfira is one mitzvah or 49 mitzvos, should relate to the question as to if I miss a night of Sfira, can I count during the day? You see, if the mitzvah of Sfira is one mitzvah the whole time, that means that all of that time has to be filled in. So if I don't count at night, so I count during the day, and I'm still filling in that entire time. However, let's say Sfira is 49 distinct mitzvos. So then I could say, whoa, Sfira is 49 mitzvos, maybe the mitzvah of, the 49 mitzvos of Sfira, maybe those mitzvahs are only at night. Maybe they don't apply during the day. Right? In other words, there's a machlekes harishayinim, whether if I miss a night, in that same Tosas and Megillah, if I miss a night of Sfira, do I count during the day or not? Explains Rabbi Warman, this is also totally a nechakira. If Sfira is one mitzvah spread out over 49 days, so that means it's one mitzvah. So you don't count at night, you count during the day. It's still, you're filling in the same time. But Sfira is 49 different mitzvahs, so then the possibility that the mitzvah is only at night and you cannot fulfill that mitzvah during the day, because Ketziras HaOmer, right? Cutting the wheat, cutting the barley for the carbon omer should be done at night. There's a machlekes harishayna if you do it during the day or you yotze. But one could argue that Sfiras HaOmer cannot be done during the day if it's 49 separate mitzvos. That's the question. Okay, so it doesn't necessarily follow, but it could be that it follows. In other words, the Tliya is the other direction. If you hold that Sfira is one mitzvah spread out over 49 days, so it's a Dover Pasha that you can count during the day. However, if Sfira is 40... Yeah, so that's harder to say, because if it's one mitzvah, that means you start at Pesach, you finish at Shavuos, and the whole time between Pesach and Shavuos has to be Sfirad. If it has to be Sfirad that whole time, so there are days also between Pesach and Shavuos. So that, I don't know, if there's a hefsek in the mitzvah, so l'cha'ira, the next day has to be a separate mitzvah. I can't have a hefsek in a mitzvah and have the same mitzvah again, right, after that hefsek. That's not so likely. Right? Not so likely. If I have the... again, it's not mukhrach. But I'm bringing this just because it's lumdus, and as we know, sometimes we have to make Shulchan Aruch. I try to make limud of Shulchan Aruch not dry, right? So that's why we throw lumdus in. This question, as if a person does not count Sfira at night, can you count during the day? This is found here in Shulchan Aruch Se'if Zayin. It says, Shachach lo beirech kol ha'layla yisper bayom b'lo bracha. Right? If you didn't count Sfira at night, so you count during the day without a bracha. The reason why I count without the bracha is, again, maybe the mitzvah sphere is only at night and there's no mitzvah during the day. So I'll do the mitzvah during the day, but I don't make a bracha that day. Now the pashtus is, however, right, and the Mishnah Berurah says this in Se'if Katin Memhei, in Se'if Katin Lamed Daled by the Shar HaTziyun Memhei. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Mikan ulahaba sofer b'chol laila bibracha. That night, right, that I miss Sfira, so I count Sfira during the day. When I count Sfira during the day, I do not make a bracha. But every subsequent night of Sfira, so then I will make a bracha. And that's already hard to understand, no? Because if what we're suggesting is that maybe the mitzvah is only at night, not during the day, so it's entirely possible that if I didn't count at night, I don't get the mitzvah when I count during the day. You're right, maybe I get the mitzvah, maybe I don't get the mitzvah. But if I'm really worried that I don't get the mitzvah when I count during the day, and therefore I don't make a bracha when I count during the day, so that l'cha'ira should mean that I messed up my count. If I messed up my count, how can I count with a bracha the next days, going weiter? Okay, that's the question that we have to address. So most... Whoa. Again, you know, the mitzvah sphere is to count from the time of Hakrevas Karban HaOmer. Since the Omer, the Ketziras HaOmer, is done at night, so therefore...
So, once a country, skipped a certain day, so what if a country does that again during
You know what? That's a very good question. Right? Yosef Dov just asked, let's say there's a country who skips a day during Sfira. What do you do in that case? That's actually the famous conversation. Yosef Dov, I'm going to talk about that in 5 minutes. Let me finish this shtickle Torah. But that's a question about the international dateline in Halacha. No? If I cross the international dateline, you guys are going to have to help me with this because I'm not like a math person so much. But if I cross international dateline during Sfira, that issue can come up. But basically, it seems that as a matter of halacha, we assume that the mitzvah of Sfira, you really can be Mekayim B'yom. So therefore, right, we assume, L'cha'ira, that when they count B'yom, I shouldn't make a bracha just in case. But on the tzad, that every day of Sfira is a separate mitzvah, which it sounds like most poskim hold, so therefore we allow you to count the subsequent nights with a bracha. Meaning, I think what we're saying is that rov poskim hold that the mitzvah sphira is 49 separate mitzvos, and if the mitzvah sphira is 49 separate mitzvos, so then if I miss a night of sphira, I could count the next night with a bracha. The fact that I counted biyom, right, certainly makes it better. Okay, let's go on. You know, the sheet of the Bahag, the sheet of the Bahag is that Sviras HaOmer is 49 separate mitzvos. That's what the Bahag says. However, there are and therefore, if it's 49 separate mitzvahs, if you miss a day, you could count again. I'm sorry. Right, the Baha'i says that if I skip a day in Sfira, I do not count again with a bracha, because he's assuming that every day is not a separate mitzvah, it's one mitzvah. If it's one mitzvah, I cannot continue to count with a bracha. This is well known. It's well known that you cannot continue to count with a bracha if you miss a day of Sfira. There are those who say, however, a slightly different pshat in this machlokes. Again, let's go slowly. If I skip a day of Sfira, do I count with a bracha or not? So, most poskim would say you continue to count with a bracha. Because most poskim say that mitzvah Sfira is 49 separate mitzvahs. I can continue to count with a bracha if I miss a day. In deference to those shitos that I should not continue to count, that I don't have the mitzvah anymore once I miss a day, so therefore we say count, but don't make a bracha. Sometimes people make a mistake. They think if they miss a day is Sfira, so therefore they should not continue to count. That's not correct. You should continue to count, but you continue to count without a bracha. That's the way it appears in Shulchan Aruch. The pashtus is that the way they teach this in high schools is that this question as to whether you continue to make a bracha if you miss a day of Sfira depends on whether it's one mitzvah or if it is 49 mitzvahs. If it's 49 mitzvahs, you can continue to count with a bracha. And since the majority of poskim assume that's 49 separate mitzvahs, like we pointed out about the katan who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Sfira, like what happened with me, or we spoke about the onin that you can continue to count after. What that would indicate is because we hold it's 49 separate mitzvos. However, in deference to this shita of the Bahag, that it's one mitzvah, and therefore if it's one mitzvah, when I miss a day, I've messed up my mitzvah. So therefore we count without a bracha. I'll talk about your question in 1 minute, Yosef Dov. You have to continue to listen. Why don't you go there and play, and you hear me talking about it, so then you'll pay attention again.
I am hungry.
The Bir Halacha, however, quotes a tshuva of the Gaonim. The Gaonim have a different approach. The Gaonim say that if I miss a day, the reason I don't make a bracha is because, you know, I counted 17. And then I miss 18. The next day, what is it? I can't say 18 because it's 19 for everybody else. I can't say 19 because I missed 18. Meaning, this... If it's 49 separate mitzvahs, so I should be saying 19. The pashtus is that those who say I don't continue to count with the bracha is because they hold it's one mitzvah. However, there's a razzle-dazzle approach that you could say, which is that if I miss a day, it's not the pshat that I messed up my count, that it's one mitzvah, and once I mess up, I can't continue that mitzvah. But maybe the pshat is that I could continue in theory, but I don't know what day to continue. Because I can't say 18, because it's not 18. I can't say 19, because I never said 18.
Dilemma.
So no matter what you do, you mess up, correct?
Extra grand.
1 second, you'll save. So, according to this shita, however, we end up with the razzle-dazzle thing. The razzle-dazzle thing would be as follows. That, let's say I miss a day of Sfira. I miss day 18. So what I should do is, when I count on day 19, I should begin by saying, yesterday was 18, and today is 19. And therefore I'm counting Sfira today based on the 18 that was yesterday. Right? Pashto says, yeah, to me most defines what the mitzvah is. No, I am doing something. Because Tamimos doesn't mean that I have to count every day. Tamimos might mean that I can't miss a number, because if I miss a number, then I'm going to only end up with 48, not with 49.
Okay.
That's the razzle-dazzle chiddush of the Netziv. Right? The Pashtus is we don't assume that way. Most people do bring in, people, that's the Taz, etc. Like, technically, as a matter of halacha, it could be that you're allowed to bring Shavuos in early. Absolutely. When I discuss these issues, I'm not saying it's compelling. That's the important point. Now, this approach that if you just can't say 19 until you say 18, this is like it's a bit of a chiddush, but it's entirely possible. Now, last night, a young woman who's in my shir in Stern texted me around midnight, and she said, you know what? Last night was 12 in Sfira, correct, Chevra? So she texted me, she's like, you know what? The night beforehand, she's not sure if she counted 11. She may have counted 10, not 11. So, is she allowed to make a bracha at 12? But if I miss a day, I don't make a bracha anymore. She's not sure if she missed a day. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that in Se'if Ches, if you're mesupak, if you skipped a day or not, so then you count with a bracha. In other words, because of the Sfek Sveka, maybe all of Sfira, maybe Sfira is 49 separate mitzvahs. Im Timsalomar, it's one mitzvah. Maybe I counted. Or in this case, maybe I counted properly. So it's a Sfek Sveka. So therefore, you're allowed to make the bracha. That's what the Mechaber says. Now, that's already an interesting idea. To say Sfek Sveka, and therefore make a bracha, that's not Pashat, no? Because the concern the bracha she'ena tzricha is a machlokes Taisus and the Rambam is an iser d'orais or an iser d'rabbanon. But the pashtus is to enter a situation of making a bracha and there's any element of suffix at all, that's not so simple. In fact, in Simon Reish Tesvav in the Mishnah Berurah, he seems to paskin that by Yisvek Sveika you don't make a bracha. Nonetheless, over here by Sfek Sveka, we do make a bracha, probably because we hold that Me'ikar Hadin, even if you skip a day of Sfira, you're allowed to make a bracha. Many of the poskim say there's a tshuva, the Shevet HaLevi, where he writes, let's say you're the rabbi of a shul, and you miss a day of Sfira. And usually the rabbi leads the counting of Sfira for everybody, no? The rabbi first made that. We used to have something called shul. And when we had things called shul, we had things called rabbis, right? So when you, if you miss a day of Sfira and you're the rabbi, it could be very embarrassing because the rabbi's not going to make a bracha. And everybody's going to know, na 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 kish kish, you messed up, right? Everyone's going to know that. So many of the Achrayim say, the Shevet HaLevi writes in the Tshuva, that the rabbi's allowed to count again with the bracha, even though he missed a day. And that's not against Judaism, because Me'ikar HaDin we hold that Sfira is 49 separate mitzvos. And if you miss one day, you're allowed to continue to count with the bracha Me'ikar HaDin. Right? And therefore, in a situation where, although we're usually machmir, that if I miss a day, I don't make a bracha, but if that would lead to embarrassment, so some of the achreinim, the Shevet HaLevi, like we mentioned, is mekel. Okay, yeah. That we don't make a bracha. Correct. I mean, that's the way a lot of dinim are. The Rambam writes in his Hakdama to the Sefer Torah Chatos in Yerideya that this principle that we have, that we're mekel on certain shilas, b'makom hefsin meruba. I'm going to lose a lot of money, so therefore I'm mekel. Wow, what does that mean? That doesn't sound orthodox. You're going to lose money? Halacha's halacha. Who cares if you're losing money? The answer is no. The answer is that me'ikar hadin we hold like the shita, that it's mutter. In deference to those Talmidei Chachamim who say it's usher, usually we asser it. But, b'makam hefse meruba, we will resort to the shita that is the ikar hadin shita. Right here also. Again, there's not much you could do a mitzvah without making a bracha. Or like the Mishnah Berurah recommends, hear the bracha from somebody else. Right? I'm not, again, I don't know if you should be machmir not to say a bracha. I think what Mishnah Berurah says is that you should be machmir that you should not say the bracha. You should be machmir that someone else says the bracha for you. Yeah, you don't have people around you, so then, again, the ikar hadin, although the ikar hadin is that you could make a bracha, but nonetheless, the achrenim say that it's not a good idea to make a bracha. It's not a good idea to make a bracha because in deference, out of respect for those poskim who say that if you miss a day of Sfira, you no longer make a bracha, so therefore we try not to make a bracha. You're right. To do a mitzvah without a bracha is not such a terrible thing. You still get the mitzvah of Sfira. You just didn't get the bracha. It's not the worst thing in Judaism. And I agree with you. The only point I'm trying to make is as follows. People sometimes think if they miss a night of Sfira, they should not count anymore. That's not correct. If you miss a night of Sfira, you definitely should count. Count without a bracha. But you have to do the mitzvah, although it is a mitzvah that you're doing without the bracha. There are other razzle-dazzle cases that we could have of like a spek sveka by Sfira. We mentioned that there's a question as to whether the mitzvah is to count days or weeks. So it could be that if a person has a suffek, if he said both days and weeks. So it could be that case is also a svek sveka, no? Maybe every day of Sfira is a separate mitzvah. If you hold that every day of Sfira is not a separate mitzvah, well, maybe you got the mitzvah anyway because you counted days, not weeks. Right? It's a similar type of case like I mentioned earlier, that someone is not sure if they counted 10 or 11. Right? If I have a suffix, so then we allow you to make the bracha, even though usually we'd say, if I have a svek sveka, we'd allow you to make a bracha, even though ordinarily, mikoach svek sveka would not make a bracha, but in this case we say, based on the svek sveka, you can make a bracha, because the Ikar Hadin is that Sfira is 49 separate mitzvos, and the Ikar Hadin is that if you miss a day, you can continue to count with a bracha, and that's why we're makel on rabbis. It's not like rabbis have a different Judaism than everybody else. We're makel on rabbis just because we allow the rabbi to follow the Ikar Hadin so as not to be embarrassed. Okay, Chevra. Let's continue at 1 o'clock in Mirtzah Hashem, and thank you for listening, Chevra. Okay, Kol Tov. Good to see you guys. Good to see you, Ben. Hi, Abba. Baruch Hashem, it's good to see you. You logged on, you made it.